Let's try this again. It's the news. Go to me. I always try to beat my producer to get that the news according to me thing out. Always seems to cut me off right at the end. I get a new producer. Maybe I just need to get a producer. I have a good morning. Hey, it is Monday, April 22nd. And yes, I'm on vacation. I have 8:12 a.m. in the morning time here in at the home studio, not the worldwide headquarters studio, which will at some point this week there will be at least one show from the worldwide headquarters. But right now it's just in my home studio. I'm rolling into the week here kind of slow. I'm just kind of taking it easy, trying to just roll into things here a little bit. But I'm much more rested. I stayed up until about 1 o'clock in the morning on Saturday night. I was up, had to go to a thing. Band was playing at something, conference thing. And that was a lot of fun. It was actually good. And it was a long drive. It was about an hour, almost an hour and a half. But, you know, I had to unload everything up. Everything's still loaded up. I haven't unloaded it yet. But that'll be today. I got up, got the dogs fed, got the animals all taken care of. All little critters. And then I had, took a nap for a couple hours. I think it was a couple hours. Might have been an hour. I don't know. Felt good though. And I went out and worked outside all the rest of the day. And it was kind of cold yesterday. Temperatures, I don't think they ever got up to even 50 degrees. Now in the sun, it felt like 50 degrees probably, but it was cold out there. When the wind was, you know, occasionally the wind kept kicking up and the wind chill was probably below 30 because it was just cold. But I got a few things done around the house. Just to start off with, and I've got some other things to do. And I'm going to get out to get the boat in the water yet, too, but by the end of next week. But that's a whole other story. I have a few things going on, and then I've got vacation next month as well. Yeah, I do. I really do. It's going to be awesome. I have a lot of stuff on my mind right now. One of the things that's on my mind is this, the taste of this chai. I still have this other chai that's not all that great. It's, but you know, you put enough creamer in it, it seems to work. I don't know what the name of it is. But I did make, yesterday. Was it yesterday? Must have been yesterday. No? No, it was Saturday. Saturday morning, I think. I took the time to make some homemade sweet tea, which is awesome stuff. And I have that as my backup cup, but it's kind of my number one cup this morning. Oh, yeah, that's good. I have, that's good stuff. So I've got that as my quasi-co-cup. Let's just call it a co-cup because it's not really the number one cup this morning. I probably won't even get through this chai during this show because it's not going to be a real long show. I have a few things to talk about. Trump derangement syndrome. I want to get on this subject a little bit. There are people having meltdowns. I want to talk about this a little bit, the psychology of this whole thing. I think that people are underestimating the danger that is here, that lurks, the seething wackiness of the left, the leftists. There are people who have a certain kind of psychosis. Now, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a psychologist. I'm not a journalist. I'm not a financial counselor or a plumber. I have done some plumbing, but I'm not a plumber. I have a lot of opinions about laws and stuff, but let me get into this whole psychosis of what's going on with this Trump derangement syndrome issue. There's a guy that's he's a reporter of some kind. That has a pretty popular blog on the left, I guess, of some kind. He literally has a total meltdown over something that Trump did in Michigan. I believe he was having a rally there or some kind of a speech he was giving, and the the police, there were police department folks dressed in their police uniforms sitting behind him. Now, this is typically what happens is when you get to sit behind the president, that means you're a special supporter of some kind. You're bringing some kind of representation. You're standing behind the president. It's kind of a symbolic thing. And I guess it was the city or county chief police, I don't know who it was. Whoever it was standing behind, because I believe that there's a police union there someplace that is supporting and actually endorsing Trump. And that's, I don't like that. I don't like unions endorsing anybody. I have to be a part of a union right now. It's not SAG-AFTRA or anything like that. It's a union that is, it's a union. You can't not be a part of it. Here's the mafia thing about this whole union thing is if you don't want to be a part of it, you don't have to be. You don't have to join the union. That's the rule. If you're in a union shop, you don't have to join the union, but you still have to pay the dues. You still have to pay union dues, but you don't get union protection. That's how that works. Union protection being, mafia boss protection. In most cases, that's what it is. Now, there are some industries. There are a few industries where unionizing still helps. I just saw I think there was a Volkswagen plant down in someplace in Central America. Not Central America, but central part of the United States. It might have been on the East Coast. It might have been North Carolina, South Carolina, somewhere. I don't know. It may have been Tennessee or Kentucky. It was just deep south kind of place. And they were just cheering on the fact that they just voted in a union. Union workers sometimes are awesome and sometimes not so much. Unions are a double-edged sword. And sometimes it cuts the wrong way. And in fact, sometimes it just bludgeons up everything. But yeah, we'll see what happens to Volkswagen now in this case, with the whole unionized shop thing. The reason most people cheer about it is because they feel like they're going to get higher wages and better work rules, those kinds of things. In most cases, this does not happen. You might get higher wages. Now this, we got a 2% raise. Well, guess what? Union takes 2%. And if you start getting higher wages, the union wants to take a higher percentage. I do not understand this. You would think that the union could still survive on the same percentage, but they seem to want to raise as well. Oh, we got you all this money now. You need to pay us more. No, you're getting paid more because it's based on percentage. That's the whole incentive of the whole thing. And my cat just keeps coming around the corner cooing at me. That has nothing to do with the union. See, that's not a unionized cat. Cat is not a part of the union, even though I think that they probably would if they could. Pretty sure, because they seem to think the world revolves around them. Not that that has anything to do with the union, just saying. I'm going to have to bend down. Pet this cat. She starts meowing. So I have, that's been happening. That's been one of those crazy things that's been happening, recently. Now, so this guy gets up, this broadcaster of some kind has a total meltdown. I mean, to hear him, he's yelling and screaming into his camera. I don't know if it's a podcast or if it's it. I don't know who the guy is, but he's apparently pretty popular. Just flipping out about the fact that these police officers are supporting a man who has 91 indictments and blah, 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 blah. Just, this guy's a convicted this and a, he just rattles off all this stuff and he's just appalled that these police officers would stand behind this guy. Now, see, part of this issue is the police officers probably realize that these cases are bogus. All this stuff is bogus. So they're standing behind him. And that's their right to do so. But this fascist believes that this anybody who supports this guy should not be allowed to speak, should not be allowed to express themselves in any way in support of this guy. And he's just appalled. He's just appalled that this is happening. But a uniformed police officer on duty, I don't know if he's on duty or not, but he's uniformed. He just goes on and on about this whole thing, about how this is just disgusting, that it's against the law for a police officer to support a political candidate like that. Really? Show me the law. Show me the law. There's a law, apparently. Show me how they're breaking the law. Because they're not. They're not breaking the law. There's no law. There might be policies, you know, policies and procedures in place in that, but that some states and some counties, some departments do not have those kinds of things. They don't have anything in writing for those kinds of things. You can some police officers are allowed to have political stickers on their briefcases or whatever. It just depends. Anyway. So there's this problem. Now here's the issue. You got leftists now screaming about this is the last election we'll ever have if Trump gets into office. Now I don't know how I guess they think Trump is going to live forever. I don't know how this works. They're telling us that Trump's health is terrible. He's terrible. He's mentally incompetent. And at the same time, they're telling us that, of course, now they're saying this whole blood. If he doesn't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath. Okay, how exactly? Without being a president, how is he going to create? How is he going to have a bloodbath? What's he talking about? Because his supporters are not just going to rise up and just start killing everybody. That's just not going to happen. That's what they would like to make you think. What worries me is that they have that in their mind. See, this is the kind of thing that they start saying this kind of stuff, and they're always accusing other people of what they're doing themselves. This is what really bothers me about some of the things that they say is that, consider this. They are so wackadoodle worried about this guy winning. They are doing everything they can to stop him. They're trying to get him arrested now in several different states. Trying to throw him in jail. Trying to bankrupt him. Oh, none of it's political, though. It's just because no one's above the law. No one's above the law. Hillary Clinton comes out and says, no one is above the law. We know better than that. But apparently this guy, if he would have done something wrong, he'd be in jail. There's no question about it. But they're trying to make this stuff up. They're trying to, and of course, now they're playing this piggyback game. This is what's happening now. This Alvin Bragg case, this is just the most disgusting thing. They're using the other cases against him to show his credibility, to discredit Donald Trump. They're showing that he's got all these criminal indictments against him. See, he's a criminal because he's got criminal indictments. This is like the house playing both sides of the, okay, so we made up all these criminal indictments so that we could use those indictments against him. It just blows the concept of normalcy out of the water. I don't understand. My point is, what I'm getting at here before I stammer around too much longer. You get tired of me stammering around. I don't even know how to spell stammered. I don't know what stammer is. What is a stammer? I don't know. Start There's, I don't know if there's more caffeine in this stuff or what. I haven't even drank a half a cup of that stuff yet. Affects my brain. What concerns me here is that this TDS thing continues to go on and on and on, and it gets worse. These people are now at the point where I don't know that there's a drug in the world that'll help these people. But it is a very real thing, and these people are deranged. I mean, just the things that come out of their mouth, the things that they say, this monster that they've created in their head that Donald Trump is so over the top that I'm pretty sure that most of the independents, of people who call themselves independents out there, who are really kind of left-leaning typically, most independents are not conservatives. However, a lot of them are, if they ever took the time to pause and reflect, most of them are too busy with their lives to they're just too busy doing other things. That's the case of most independents are just haven't gotten really involved yet. But once they do, they start realizing, they start analyzing things. Once you start giving people the truth, this is where I believe that the Republican Party has really failed the American public. Because they have not done a good job of educating the principles of conservatism. Liberalism with the communism and Marxism, very easy. Free stuff. And this is it's an election year, so now what are we seeing? Oh, we're going to forgive student loans. Better buy these people off. We're going to take this money. You've got $20,000 student loans. We're going to buy those off. Yeah, we're going to up $20,000. We're going to forgive all that. You don't forgive this. Somebody's got to pay for it. Somebody has to pay the bill. The colleges still get paid. Where's that money coming from? Well, they're either printing it, which is what they're doing. We're living on debt, so it's... That's a whole other thing. I'd like to get into this whole thing of government control of the means of production. We're going to talk about that a little bit later, but there's some very clear evidences of some things happening now with all the regulation, taxation, all those things that are happening. We'll talk about the fairness of all that. But we have... As we're getting closer to the election now, can you imagine these same people who are totally deranged, totally off, they're just unhinged? If Donald Trump wins the election, can you imagine? Now, they were bad enough the first time. What do you think they're going to be like the second time? They are going to go absolutely nuts. And I blame the media for creating such a monster out of this guy. Just all the rhetoric that they've spoken the last 5, 6, 7, 8 years about this guy. Turning him into some kind of monster. Everything he does. Biden can do exactly the same thing, and they'll say, look how this is about a love for his father. This is his father's love for his children.
This is about a father's love.
I'm sure that's what they'd be saying about Donald Trump if Donald Trump had a son who was a crack addict and had been doing all the deviant things he was doing and getting paid untold millions for whatever.
Well, this is just a family. Oh, there's no connection between Joe Biden and his son.
He calls him every day. Conveniently during meetings with foreign nationals. That just happens to happen. It just happens. Oopsie, whoopsie. Yeah, so we have... all this stuff going on. And I believe that it's going to ramp up prior to the election and into the election and then after. But now, remember, we've got quite a bit of time from November, December, and January, there's a good 2 months there, solid, maybe a little over 2 months, between the time that Donald Trump gets elected and the time he steps into office. Remember back when General Milley, one of my favorite people in the world, he's on my favorite list for being court-martialed and thrown in prison for the rest of his life. My favorite top pick choice for that. He came out with this weird thing about, you know, between the time when Trump got elected or when Biden got elected and Trump was stepping out of office, he came up with this weird scenario where Donald Trump approached him about going to war with Iran so he could stay in office. That doesn't happen. You don't stay in office because you're in. We can be in. How many times have we transferred power and been at war with somebody? You don't just stay in office because of that. But apparently they've got a scenario where that happens. This bothers me because all the saber rattling right now with Iran. All of a sudden, we're getting sucked into a war with Iran. We recently had 12 of our B-1 bombers, B-2s, I think it's the B-2 stealth, is that what it is? The stealth bombers, all lined up on a taxiway somewhere, and pictures taken of them. With some kind of a statement about, and some aircraft carriers and some other things. We're ready to attack anywhere in the world that needs to be attacked. Well, good for us. That's great. That always solves all the issues in the world. That's just, it's going to be a great year, folks. If that's our answer to everything. I have no problem with showing our might. I have no problem with that. I do believe in the speak softly and carry a big stick. Be kind. Be compassionate. But don't let that be an opportunity for someone to just walk all over you. Now, Phil Wickham has an interesting song that just came out, and I love it. It's called The Jesus Way. If you get a chance to listen to that, it is absolutely spot on. It's awesome. Now, it's all well and good. I believe wholeheartedly in everything that he, because it is the Jesus way. What he's talking about is that, you know, he says, if you hate me, I will love you. If you strike me, I'll embrace you, that kind of thing. Now, there comes a point. There comes a point where action needs to be taken to restrain evil. There's just no, you can't ignore that. Let me just put it this way. Someone is breaking into your home. Someone was breaking into my home. I have no idea why they're breaking in. They could be breaking in to steal something. They could just be breaking in to get some money. They could be breaking in to do harm to me. They could be breaking in to do harm to my wife. The only thing standing between them and my wife is me. Now, I can sit there and say, oh, that's no problem. You can kill me because I'm going to heaven anyway. I don't care. Doesn't matter. I'm just going to turn the other cheek and be peaceful. Going to be a pacifist. Let it go. Okay, now you're gone. They've disposed of you, the one who's supposed to protect your wife or your children. And now there's nothing stopping them from having their way with them. So your decision to be a pacifist involves other people. The well-being of other people. Now, I don't know how... I'm not going to be God in this situation. But somehow this thing of justice rises up within me that I think it goes beyond my own human understanding. It says you have gravely misunderstood your position, your responsibility. Yeah. I know I had this conversation with someone. Don't think that this isn't a real conversation. I've actually had this conversation with someone. We were talking about firearms and protecting yourself, and this guy was like, "Well, I don't carry a firearm. I don't need a firearm. I know I'm going to go to heaven, so I really don't, you know, I don't have to protect myself. If someone wants to kill me, they can just kill me, because that's..." This man had two daughters and a wife, a couple sons that were no longer living in the home. So somebody comes in, you're going to take that attitude, comes in, busts into your house. You're going to say, "Go ahead and kill me." You're not going to raise a fist to defend yourself. And then your wife and daughters are left behind. So what are you going to do with that? They believe in Jesus too. Fine. Okay. So they kill them. They're going to go to heaven as well. What if they're not going to kill them? What if there's just really bad things they're going to do? And you could have prevented it, or at least tried. I'm sorry, but there's a point, and this song by Phil Wickham does not address that particular issue, but there's also this thing of, you know, if you are helpless, I'll defend you. That's real. That's where you've got skin in this game. And I just see too many, and I'd like to think I will step in. And this is what really bothers me, is that I don't know how I will react in a certain situation. I've seen some videos of some actual real things. I mean, there's a lot of crap on the internet. I tell you, you got to watch these shorts. There's a lot of shorts on YouTube where this girl is attacked, or this girl's, you know, confronted, and this guy steps in and saves the day, or somebody else steps in. And there just happens to be, now what you have to realize is so much of this is somebody standing or sitting there with a tripod on a, you know, with a camera on it, taking the perfect shot, the perfect angle of all the stuff going down, and it all happens exactly according to the script. You have to realize, and I see the comments going, "Oh, that guy deserved what he got." No, that was an actor. Okay, so this is, let's step back and say, let's just realize it for what it really is. This didn't really happen. You know, with the lack, like, "Oh, there's still heroes in the world." No, that was an actor in the world. That's what that was. This stuff does happen. But there just happens to be a camera on someone on an escalator. Just happens to be at the right time, at the right place. It just... take a step back and think about some of this stuff sometimes. Much of it is not real. Much of it is posed. Not saying that the principle isn't a problem, but just realize that. But when you see some of this stuff, and there's some real stuff out there where people step in and actually do the right thing. And I'd like to think that I would do that. I would be the guy stepping in doing the right thing. I don't know. How many times have I walked past something that I probably should have had something, but I was caught up in whatever I was doing. I had to get, you know, because I got to get to work. There are times, you know, they call me. I need to be there in 2 hours. And it's an issue if I'm late. I mean, it causes a lot of other people to have problems. I'm late. Throws a whole monkey wrench into things. So you have to weigh this kind of stuff out. It's just, you know, now, if it's, of course, life, it's life, life and death. I'm going to obviously going to stop for somebody that's, if I can do something about it. How did I get off on this discussion? So this is what happens with this Trump derangement thing that we've got going on right now. Get back to that whole scenario. I believe they're going to try to start a war, or they're going to get us involved in a war and then say, well, we have to cancel the elections because we're at war. Look, they're so afraid of this guy. I still contend, and I still believe, and now I think even more, because it's definitely, the truth is heading more in this direction, that this whole COVID thing was intentional. During an election year, the way it was handled around the world, the people who were able to step in and cause policy changes, the effect that it had on the election. All of it. I believe was a setup. And I believe they will go to those kinds of extremes again. Now, it amazes me that they are continuing to run Joe Biden. And it even amazes me more that the Republicans really believe that. That they're continuing to spend money, resources, time, effort to go against, run against Joe Biden. Because I still don't believe he's going to be on the ticket in November. And if he is, then that brings up a whole series of questions for me. Now, granted, they cannot just replace the guy. Because the people who are behind him, his administration, I guarantee you they have a death grip on the power there. The people who surround Joe Biden are some of the biggest administrative swamp creatures you've ever even heard of. And I guarantee you, they do not want to let go of that insider track, that trade, that tap into power that they have. And Joe Biden's just their puppet. However, at some point, they realize they're going to lose that. Now, yeah. I think there's no end to what they are willing to do to keep that from happening, frankly. And I'm concerned. And if we think that once the election's over, everything's going to be fine. No, it's going to be an uphill battle the whole way. In fact, I think the battle's going to be more uphill. That it's just going to get steeper. We're not going to have to. There's going to be a bigger ideological fight that goes on from November. Look at what they did in 2016. They just about destroyed Washington, D.C. downtown. The riots and the little pink hats and all the stuff that they were doing. Put on protests for days. It's insanity is what it is. It's just a mental disease, and they really need help. But there's no way to to slow this down because they just keep feeding it. Anyway. Well, more this week. There'll be shows every day this week, by the way. I've concluded that there will be able to, but we will have a show every day this week. Actually, every day this week and every day next week, I believe. Yes, actually, yes. Every day next week. Now, it's possible that Wednesday, the 1st of May, that's a possibility that that show may not happen as planned. We'll see how that goes. Other than that, then after that Wednesday, the 1st, there'll be for the next 3 weeks, basically, there's going to be a show every day. Isn't that a happy thought? I have nothing but the best hopes for our week ahead of us, folks. God bless. Have a great week and continue to pray for our nation, pray for our leaders, pray for each other, that we have peace. God bless.